now on WATD for our Tech Talk segment. Good morning. I'm Rob Hacklaw, along with Lisa Zizi, and let's bring him in, David Snell from AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Okay, so Microsoft and the NSA are warning of a security bug. This affects millions of Windows 10 computers. Not what we want to hear about, but at least there's a warning out.
Exactly. You know, hot on the heels of the Windows 7 demise, up pops a new threat targeted at Microsoft Windows 10, with Microsoft wanted everyone to be on Windows 10 by the 14th of January. Mm-hmm. So it's affecting this security bug that the NSA really felt that they had to do something about or report back to them. Is supposedly affecting millions of computers. And the thing about it is that it's another vulnerability that's built into the operating system that Microsoft didn't catch, but the NSA and hackers have caught. So Microsoft apparently released a patch for this bug, but released it for Windows 10 and Server 2016 to the U.S. government, military, and other high-profile companies ahead of Tuesday's release to the wider public, which is today. So it should be released to all of our users, all of our Windows 10 users, business and consumer, today. But what that means is if you don't go and check for updates, or your computer doesn't check for updates automatically, you're not going to get it until the next time you check.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So okay. It's important that Windows 10 users check for updates later on today or first thing maybe Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, so that they'll get this fixed so that they can't become one of the millions of computers that will apparently be botnet somewhere in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know. Well, there's always something to watch out for. But anyway, they quickly released a patch for the bug. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, too, again, it's important to look for those updates then. And this
they
would
did,
be
absolutely.
Just... For Windows 10 only?
Windows 10. There's no patch for Windows 7 anymore. Remember, it's not supported.
Right. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, if you have Windows 7 and they decide to try to attack you through this vector, you may be wide open for it. Now, you may remember last year, attackers stole a certificate belonging to a computer maker named Asus to sign a backdoored version of its software. And by pushing that tool out to Asus's own servers, hundreds of thousands of Asus customers were compromised as a result. So that's what this is. This is a signing of an application that Microsoft says the crypto signing is good, and if it's tricked, then it's not good, then we're all in trouble.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So you've got to go to your settings, and you recommend doing this either later today, maybe even first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe this evening or first thing tomorrow. You just go to settings. Start menu, go to settings, choose update and security, and then Windows update, and then check for updates. It's like three little steps to do it, but you don't want to wait until your system does it on its own. You want to make sure it gets taken care of as soon as possible.
All right, so Microsoft, again, in the NSA warning of the security bug, and this it means these computers are vulnerable, right, David? We don't know
exactly
if the attack hasn't happened yet or that we know of.
There's fears that the bug could be abused any day. So that's why Microsoft rushed that patch out. Mm. So everyone needs to make sure they take care of it. They didn't call all of their consumers and say, here, download this patch. They're going to roll it out today with the regular Windows update monthly process, and then everyone has to make sure that they go out and get it.
All right.
So, you know, a lot of people keep the computers off, and then they're turning them back on, and if they've missed that update, it may be a couple of days before the computer actually does the update.
Okay.
Or in some cases, what we've seen is that the thing pops up saying you have to update your computer, but you're in the middle of something, so you click later.
Oh, boy.
And forget to do it. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Guilty.
So that's important to do. Windows 10, get it done. Look for the update and get that done ASAP.
Exactly, and that will protect all of us, please. So everybody get it done.
All right, good stuff. David Snell's got more information for you to read on this latest update and what you need to do if you've got Windows 10, and this affects millions of Windows 10 computers. So, David, where do people go to read the full article?
People can go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link, or they can get a link to the article on 959WATD.com.
Act Smart IT, David Snell.
Thank you, David.
Have a good day.
You too.